Yes.
And we're talking right now about managing millennials in the workplace. A renowned leadership consultant, trainer, and author, Dr. Jesse Calloway, is joining us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Calloway.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm great. Great. So,
I'm Lucas McFadden, joined by Patty Mercer here. And, you know, Dr. Calloway, managing millennials in the workforce, that is something that we are all facing right now. And there are great days, and I have to be honest with you, as a manager in a place, there are some low days with our millennials. I can tell you this. So what have you seen in terms of how millennials are navigating in 2017 in the workplace?
Well, I tell you, if I might, I want to start, you're going to like this. Let me just start with an article that I read.
Okay.
And this is a professor at the University of Georgia, and he actually proposed a policy for stress reduction. And this is what it said. It said that students who felt unduly stressed by a grade for any assessable material or the overall course, okay, they could email the instructor indicating what grade they think is appropriate, and it will be so changed with no explanation required, okay?
I can't even imagine.
No way.
I would have graduated summa cum laude.
Oh,
I would have, I made an A on everything.
Well, Dr. Calloway, isn't that the problem right there? I mean, isn't that – I mean, God, listen.
Come on, that's not real world.
I'm no doctor, but I'm common sense doctor. I can tell you that. What is that doing for millennials in that generation by setting that kind of standard?
Well, it's ruining them worse than we ruined them. And I have to tell you, we're at fault. The Gen X's and the baby boomers, we're at fault. But in reality, though, to go back to your question, this is what kind of happened. The Gen Y'ers, the millennials, I use the terms synonymously, the Gen Y'ers were really brought up as kids who were given a lot of feedback, a lot of coaching. You've heard the term, both of you have heard the term helicopter parent.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it's been. And you remember the No Child Left Behind Act of 2001?
Yes.
Yep.
That was another reason for a whole lot of feedback, student feedback. But even beyond that, parents were really, really focused on that. In fact, I'll just tell you this very quickly. Alsop, with a gentleman who researched the topic in 2008, and I'm quoting here, he wrote that parents and in some cases society at large have moved toward rewarding children for participation rather than performance, leading some to refer to this generation as trophy kids. And so going back to your question, what that means is that where I, for example, you know, Gen X or baby boomer, came up in a more transactional way. In other words, I was rewarded for things that I accomplished, not we accomplished, but I accomplished. Millennials were rewarded more in a more transformational manner, things that the group did. And so why they're different or how are they different is that they are used to getting, as I mentioned earlier, rewarded for participation, not necessarily individual or contingent reward successes.
Wow.
Well, that's a really good observation. That's a good point.
Yes. And so when we look at this in a business model, the competition is still there. The accountability to growing profits still there. And yet millennials are coming in and they have kind of a different attitude about work. They value vacation and experiences. How do you put this to where everybody gains what it is that they're hoping to achieve?
Great, great question. So in managing millennials, what you really want to do is develop them.
Okay.
You also want to intellectually stimulate them, and then you want to inspire and motivate them. Now, those things, development, intellectual stimulation, inspiration, motivation, those are things that are akin to transformational leadership. So you heard the term, when in Rome, do as Romans do.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it would make sense that if the Gen Yers or millennials were brought up in an environment where it was more transformational, then in order to lead these millennials, you as a manager need to be transformational. And I've used the terms transactional and transformational leadership. Those I discuss in detail in my book. So it might sound like, oh, what is he talking about? That's discussed in detail. But that's what you need to do to manage them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You sort of meet them where they are and then bring them in to where they need to be.
That's exactly right. And in particular, I list a five-step process, the 5C Leadership Improvement Model, but it's ideal for managing millennials. And very quickly, I mean, we can address these in more detail later if we have time, but the 5Cs are conversation first, having that conversation with millennials. And I will give you an example of how you set a goal with a millennial versus a non-millennial in just a second if you like. But you have to have that conversation with millennials. There is also the calculation stage, and again, I won't go into this in detail, but that takes into account the intellectual stimulation that millennials require because they are more educated than we were as a group, believe it or not. Okay?
They have Google.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then there's collaboration. It's not you go do this, it's we, and I'll talk about that. And then, of course, there's communication, ongoing feedback. Remember, I gave that quote earlier about the feedback and how you have to communicate with them, how parents did, how we did. And then there's cognizance, the 5C, having checkpoints along the way to make sure that things are getting done.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, so Dr. Calloway, I know we're going to be pretty tight on time. Of these five C's, which one is one that's pretty easy to tackle for almost any kind of line of work? Because obviously, you know, our listeners are from all different walks of life. But of these five C's, which one is one they can get a hold of maybe starting today to help with their millennials, do you find?
Excellent question. Please let me say, this 5C model is applicable to all employees,
okay,
not simply millennials.
That's a good point.
It works great for millennials. But to answer your question, it really starts with a conversation. And again, I detail this in my book, but it starts with a conversation, understanding what needs to change, what are the development opportunities, what do we need to do to the point that someone made earlier to continue to make the organization move forward. And then the rest of the model is, how do we make that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Great stuff.
Boy, you know,
and
this
important.
Is very much so. All right, Dr. Calloway, what's the name of your book as we head to break?
All the Way to the Top, A Practical Guide for Corporate and Business Leadership.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, Dr. Jesse Calloway, again, renowned leadership consultant, trainer, and author. Thank you so much for your expertise on how to manage millennials in the workplace. I think you have job security for many decades, sir.
Yes. I'm applying it today.
I am too. We made our notes, so we'll apply that. And maybe in a couple of weeks, we can see if we pass.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Thank you so much.
Thank
have
you
a wonderful
much.
Day.